My Michelle Live. News update.
Thank you for joining in with us. We're going to give you some updates on the ground from Hurricane Ida in the wake of the hurricane. Things have been quite grueling. We have reports that there have been four that were killed. Two people were killed as the Mississippi Highway, collapsed. 10 were injured. The death toll is very low. You know, it's sad that we've seen four, maybe five now that have succumbed to the hurricane, but very happy to report that the death tolls are low. We're not looking at, you know, massive, massive carnage. Thank God, and continue to pray. The Superdome has made it through, appears to have survived without any major structural damage, but there are hundreds of thousands of people without electricity, cut off because of flooding. And so while the death tolls are few, it's sometimes in the aftermath that we really have to pay attention. Matt Peel, you know him as our athlete in the Game of Life, and man, he is in quite a game as he is on the ground there. He has weathered the storm. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle, for having me.
Now, excuse me if we have some spotty interaction. Things, I'm sure, are not at all even close to normal there. But Matt, I'm glad you weathered the storm. I'm glad you're okay. We tried to stay in texting contact during some of the storm. You had to make that decision if you were going to stay at your place or hunker down with someone else.
I did. We did not get, it was very short notice as how fast the storm developed and decisions to either stay or to go. And
yes,
then if you stay, where are you going to ride it out? You know, initial forecasts for where I live on North Shore Lake Pontchartrain, about 45 miles from downtown New Orleans, our original forecast was that it's going to be a Category 4 at landfall on the coast and then quickly lose pretty fast. And for our areas, maybe just get some tropical storm-type winds, you know, definitely rain, storm surge, but nothing that was, say, unheard of. So, you know, getting that news Saturday morning, it was okay. Well, you know, I can manage that, and a lot of people can manage that based on that forecast. Even if you're out for a day or two of power, then you can handle it. Well, that's not exactly what happened. So it came on as a 4, and then it stayed as a 3, and it slowed down, which is, you know, the worst nightmare for all storms is slowing down. And it stayed a 3 and stayed a 3 and then took a course further east that they were not even anticipating. And that east brought it closer to the downtown, the metro New Orleans area. And then it went a little bit west again and just crawled through Sunday night into Monday. And those strong winds were what they were not expecting as much of. And that's really what's devastated the area.
Yeah. We heard that the Mississippi was flowing in the wrong direction for hours, that there's a lot of people cut off by flooding. So you were without power, as well as hundreds of thousands of people, and they really have no idea when the power is going to be on. I'm broadcasting from Seattle, Washington, where we're, you know, maybe 75 today, but we're talking about hot in the 90s, plus with all of the humidity, it's got to be miserable. What do you do?
Well, that's where, you know, if you have a generator, you're very grateful for it, but, you know, how big is your generator? Some people just have generators that are enough to, that are gas powered, that are enough just to keep maybe a room unit on, the refrigerator, a freezer, and something to cook with if you don't have natural gas for your appliances, and maybe, you know, a bathroom light, but nothing that's going to do part of a house. And there are a lot of people in, and these are also affluent areas. I live in an affluent area. So people that don't even have generators. And so, you know, they're rentals and apartments and things like that. It's hot. And yeah. So you got to throw away all the food that's in your refrigerator and your freezer because you can't hold on to that.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation.
It's a tough situation. These are people who are dealing with, some have had to be evacuated, obviously. It's in the aftermath of a disaster that some of the telling statistics really come into play, Matt. I mean, seriously, we're looking at people who may not have food. Their food supplies run out. The stores are not open. This is serious, but I would like to back up just a little bit for those who have never experienced a hurricane. My first hurricane was kind of a big storm. It wasn't so immense this summer, but we're talking category. What you experienced, what was that like for you as you hunkered down with friends?
Well, you sit around all day, and you're waiting, and you're watching TV as long as the power is on. That's all you can do. You can get updates for as much as power stays on. And then once you lose power and you lose cell service, then you just got to sit and wait. So by the time it got to where I currently live at, then it was nighttime. So you can't see anything. All you do is hear it. You hear the wind. You hear the rain, you hear it howling. You don't know what's going on outside because it's dark. There's no power. There's no power inside. So it's just kind of a hang on and hope nothing falls. You know, the neighborhood that I'm currently in, there's trees are all over. Trees have fallen houses. I've had friends that have trees fallen on their homes. And you don't know if it's going to fall on your tree. I mean, on your house, does it fall in the yard? Where does it go? And sometimes you're lucky and you say, wow, that's God his intervention that did not get on fall on anything. And sometimes it does. So it's just kind of you just got to hold on and wait. And then when daylight comes, you assess and start the process of kind of digging yourself out.
Yeah, I've been a big fan of, well, I've been a critic of Facebook, but I'm a big fan of their ability to have people check in once you have some kind of cell service and you can connect. I saw that you marked yourself as safe, and I love that because not everyone can get through by phones. You don't always want to gum up the phone lines are my loved ones and friends okay? So that's a good way, if you don't know, that you can check on Facebook for updates on Ida and if your loved ones are okay. Matt, have you been in contact with many other people who live in the area and how they're faring?
I have. AT&T for a while yesterday did not have cell service. So whatever happened with their towers was not going on. That's why I have AT&T. But Verizon was up and going. And today I have a full 5G. Obviously our internet or whatever your ISP is down, so no one has any internet connections. We're just using cell service to access everything.
Okay.
But I've been in touch with you know, some people around here, and again, some are okay, some are not okay, depending if you were close to a river or a bayou that has had flooding, and then you have to wait for that to recede for you to even get out into your property or out the door. So everyone's very different as far as their situations, and that's what makes getting the power back so difficult, is you have to clear the roadways first before the trucks are there. The trucks are ready to roll, but they can't get in.
Yeah, and we're looking at pictures where you can see people wading through water up to their thighs. It's really astounding what's happening, and you know, it's not your first rodeo there in Louisiana or in the southeast there, you're resilient people. You know, you were my tour guide last time I was in New Orleans, reminding me of some of the tumultuous past, the disease, the natural disasters, fires. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I hope that I have a bit of that resiliency, a tenacious spirit. But God bless you guys, because it's abundant there. You help each other, and you weather the storm.
We do, because that's in the end of the day, that's all you have. I have a client who just got a knee replacement last week, so she's not very mobile, plus she's an amputee on the other side. Mm-hmm. So it's helping where I'm staying at right now to clean up the debris from their yards, and thankfully I have a nice bicycle that I was given last Christmas or two Christmases ago, and just ride my bike up there and can help her take her trash out and then load up her cat and load up her ice chest so now she can go to an aunt's house who has a generator. So it's things like that, just trying to, you know, help each other out. Well, what can you do? Can you dig someone out? Can you pick up some trash? Whatever it is, at the end, that's all we have, because nothing else can get into here.
All right, where you're located, what's the weather doing right now? Are you able then to get out and start with some of the cleanup and help out efforts?
Oh, yeah. Today is sunny and warm. It's going to be over 90. And again, this is where the toughness really comes in. The hard part is it's summertime still. And when you don't see that when you're looking at these videos, the aftermath and the post things, people don't connect that. It's still August, right? So we are in the dog days of our summer, and it's hot, and people that don't have AC, they don't even have a fan. All you can do is sit there and hope that some breeze goes by out the windows or find a shade outside to get into, again, if you don't have a generator that runs your AC. And how long is that going to last? Who knows? That's where we start to have, and God forbid, hopefully we don't, but that's where, you know, deaths may start to add up with sometimes heat exhaustion in the low income areas, and these people that don't have anything
and
to
sanitation.
Cool themselves off with.
Sanitation is a big issue. I know that my parents had weathered hurricanes before I was born, and you know, you have the water moccasins swimming in the streets, and this water is not clean and pure, and yet many people are having to deal with it. And then you're looking past that to the black molds that set in. There were places just as, you know, still that from the last major hurricane, still dealing with black mold issues. So there's a lot that y'all are going to be dealing with, and I'm really thankful that you could give us any update. Is there anything else that you think that the rest of the world needs to know from news from the ground there in New Orleans, near New Orleans?
Every community is affected differently. Obviously, sensationalism is what sells news and what people want to watch. So is it a bad situation right now? Yes, of course it is. But always take what you see on the national news with a grain of salt. Take what you hear from the national politicians with a grain of salt. That's not necessarily always what's going on. They always have agendas. So what is going on are people are out of power. We need to have power come on so we can go to the grocery store, so we can go to the gas station, so we can start getting ourselves back to work and get ourselves cleaned up. As far as the water systems, those also vary from community to community. So what you hear about New Orleans itself does not necessarily reflect even 5 to 10 miles away outside the city. So there are other pockets that are not directly tied. Don't think that New Orleans is a city that's 100 miles in size. It's not. But we're all out of power, and that's the main thing we need.
Yeah. And the last thing that I noticed is that you alluded to that the doldrums almost, where you don't have power, you don't have connection, much connection to the rest of the world. You can't go anywhere. You can't really do anything. It's almost like a boredom sets in, a restlessness can set in as well. And that's a source of frustration as you're watching, listening, or reading. You know, when you're going through a disaster in the aftermath, you know, what do you do? So these are the real struggles of the people who are in the wake of Hurricane Ida. I'm glad that it wasn't worse. We're thankful that the death toll was low, but be watching, because it's in these aftermaths where heat exhaustion, lack of sanitation, bad food supplies, as we're waiting for the cleanup effort set in, where people really succumb. And so we need to be in prayer for the people there. Matt, thanks first of all for keeping me up to date, even through the storm, as much as you could. You know, you were on my mind and my heart. And thanks for letting us know what's going on the ground down there from a real person's point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% welcome.
All right. And as you're watching, yes, I'm wearing it, the NOLA shirt in solidarity with my birth town, New Orleans, and the folks there that have been hit by Hurricane Ida. Matt Peel, you can find more information on him at My Michelle Live. He is one of our affiliates. He joins us for our sports timeout. He is the author of Athlete in the Game of Life and a good friend. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You may turn your radio on any morning. The news every day.
News update.
Thanks for listening to this news update. If there's more things to come, you know we'll be covered.